Butch was right. If you read the footnote of my my scripture, my sermon title, "We Are Our Brother's Brother" is an idea that comes from Walter Brueggemann, a great and famous theologian, Old Testament theologian. And you'll see a little bit what I mean by that. First, let us read Genesis 4. "Now the man knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, 'I produced a man with the help of the Lord.' Next she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a tiller of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, and Abel for his part brought the firstlings of his flock, their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. The Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must master it.' Cain said to his brother Abel, 'Let us go out to the field.' And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where is your brother Abel?' He said, 'I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?' And the Lord said, 'What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will no longer yield to you its strength. You will be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.' Cain said to the Lord, 'My punishment is greater than I can bear. Today you have driven me away from the soil, and I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and anyone who meets me may kill me.' Then the Lord said to him, 'Not so. Whoever kills Cain will suffer a sevenfold vengeance.' And the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who came upon him would kill him. Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Even the first brothers, the first siblings, have some problems. It seems throughout Genesis, siblings have problems. First Cain and Abel, then Jacob and Esau, Rachel and Leah, then Joseph and his brothers. This will not be the first brotherly problem we hear about this summer. We learn in Scripture that families are complicated. In today's story, God splits up the vocation God gives to Adam. To keep, Abel is the keeper of sheep, and to till, Cain is the tiller of the ground. Both brothers bring an offering to God, but apparently, God likes the smell of barbecue more than vegetables. We don't know why God prefers Abel's offering from the scripture, from this scripture. Later in Hebrews, they have an interpretation, but right here, there's no explanation. God is free and mysterious, and God likes his meat. Life is unfair. Maybe Cain had done something beforehand. Maybe he came to bring God this offering already angry with God, already presumptuous, already proud. We do not know. What we know is that God's preference hurts. It hurts being picked last in a game of kickball. It hurts striking out. It hurts when our gift is shunned. You parents with children know, if you show a preference for one of your children, that hurts the other. Not only that, it can create competition, a rift. Cain is angry. Angry at God, maybe. but definitely angry at Abel. And God knows it. So God confronts him. God asks Cain, "Why are you angry?" And then God says, "If you do well, will you not be accepted?" Doing well, I think, means if you reconcile, if you let go of this anger, if you forgive me, forgive your brother, we will embrace you. But if you do not, sin is lurking at your door. Sin that lurks is neutral. Cain hasn't done anything wrong at this point. He gives an offering, it is given no regard, and he is angry. Sin that lurks is neutral. And if Cain could recognize and address his lurking sin, it could have led to growth, forgiveness, and reconciliation. God knows what Cain is thinking. He warns Cain. He reminds Cain, "You are not a helpless victim to your anger or to your sin. You can make a change." We each have choices in our lives. We can choose to reconcile and forgive, or let our anger and lurking sin win. Depression and anger are powerful forces. We do things in anger that we never thought were possible. God warns Cain, and later Cain will not be able to blame anyone else but himself. God knows Cain's potential, but God leaves the choice to Cain. Maybe God hopes that this moment will bring Cain and Abel together, but it doesn't. It makes me wonder why. Why show a preference, God? Why put Cain in this position? Why put poor innocent Abel in this position? You could do something about this, God. I know that Cain has a choice in this too. And unfortunately, Cain does choose. As soon as God warns him, he goes and murders his brother Abel. As soon as Cain kills Abel, God knows. He asks Cain, "Where is your brother?" It reminds me of God walking in the garden looking for Adam and Eve. "Where are you?" Cain tries to hide. "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" The answer, according to Walter Brueggemann, is no. Cain is not his brother's keeper. In the Bible, God is the keeper of humans. In Scripture, keeper is oppression for humans. Humans keep prisoners, slaves, and sheep. Cain does not possess or hold power over Abel. He does not control Abel. He is not his brother's keeper. Cain is right, but he is his brother's brother. They have the same blood. They come from the same family. They belong to the same God. They are equals. They are family. He is his brother, not his enemy, not his master, and not his captor. The way we treat our brothers changes our relationship with God. The way we treat our neighbors is the way we treat God. Jesus tells us, "How you treat the least of these is how you treat me." And that includes our family. When we hurt our brother, we also have to face God. If you have a problem with your brother, you have a problem with God too. Our relationships with each other affects our relationship with God. It's easy to think that this story has nothing to do with us. We would never kill our siblings. Maybe you don't even have siblings. Yet we kill relationships. Or at least we have relationships full of rifts. We all have anger and darkness that we need to address. And sometimes we are the worst with our own families. We know exactly what we can say to our brother, sister, mother, father, sibling, spouse that will hurt the most. We know how to kill a little of their souls just with a look. And when we are hurt from life, it is easy to want to hurt someone else in return. Sin lurks at our door. And we have the option to reach out and to reconcile, but often We are swift in knocking another down. Estrangement is common for us today. Our world wants it to be that way. It takes hard work to forgive, to reconcile, to say, I am sorry, and to let go of anger. One of my favorite bands has two brothers in it, named Bo and Bear. They're in a band called Need to Breathe. They tour and make music, but at some point, the brothers started arguing more than playing music. A rift formed, and it almost tore the band apart, the brothers apart. So they took 6 weeks off, and they realized that their connection, their brotherhood, was more important than any band, any music could ever be. They shifted their priorities and they reconciled. They wrote a song, and I think the words say a lot about what it means to be a brother. It's what we wish for Cain and Abel. Here are the words. Ramblers in the wilderness, we can't find what we need. We get a little restless from the searching, get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matador is the man left to his own schemes. Everybody needs someone beside them, shining like a lighthouse from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress. When the night winds are driving on, be the one to light the way, bring you home. Face down in the desert now, there's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys where my failures were. Now my hands can't reach that far. I'm not made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home. And when you call and need me near, saying, where did you go, brother? I'm right here. And on those days when the sky begins to fall, you're the blood of my blood. We can get through it all. It's so tragic because it's the love of his brother Abel that could bring Cain home. But Cain cannot return home. He cannot reconcile and make amends with his brother because his brother is dead. He becomes a fugitive and a wanderer with no purpose, no vocation, no brother. He is an alien on the earth, nowhere to call home. Cain cries out to God that his punishment is too great and anyone could kill him, which is ironic since he killed his own brother. But God is gracious. He puts a mark on Cain. I think about it like baptism, so that no one can kill him. It's a mark of both guilt and grace, an acknowledgement of what Cain has done, and also God's love and protection. Cain goes away from God and settles in Nod, which literally means wandering. There's no resolution, no reconciliation for Cain. The story is left because it's love that brings us home. We have all sinned against our brothers and sisters. We have all hurt each other, but we can learn from Cain. We have the potential today, each and every day, to make amends, to reconcile, to forgive and be forgiven. We can let go of our anger. We can master our own sin. The world is unfair, and we are often thrown into unfair situations. We are hurt when we have done nothing to deserve it. Yet we are not victims. We have choices. We can give into our sin, hurt, despair, and anger, or we can reach out. We can make a change. We can be each other's shelter, each other's fortress, a lighthouse. We can bring each other home. Cain's choice is irreversible. He cannot bring his brother back from the grave. He is left to wander in his grief. He has lost his brother, so he's lost his home. We do not have to be wanderers without a true home, without reconciliation. We have the choice each and every day to care about each other. I am your sister. You are my brothers and sisters. You are the blood of my blood. We can get through it all. May we care for one another as we walk for home. Amen.